From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson is the latest frontrunner to be the next U.S. Secretary of State. On Saturday, several news organizations, all citing unnamed sources close to President-elect Donald Trump's transition team, said an announcement on Tillerson's selection would come soon. While not confirming Tillerson will get the job, Trump said in an interview with Fox News that will air Sunday, the choice would make sense because he's a world-class player.
To me, a great advantage is he knows many of the players, and he knows them well. He does massive deals in Russia. He does massive deals for the company, not for himself, for the company.
As the chief executive of the world's largest publicly traded company, Tillerson oversees operations in more than 50 countries, including Russia. ExxonMobil and Russia's largest state-owned oil company, Rosneft, have formed 10 joint operations in Russia since 2011. In 2013, Tillerson was awarded Russia's Order of Friendship decoration by President Vladimir Putin. Rescue workers continue to look for survivors in the debris following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria, killing at least 60 people. Hundreds of people were in the Rainer's Bible Church, which was still under construction, when the roof collapsed Saturday in the city of Oyo. Several local officials were in attendance when the roof fell. This man was among the worshipers.
After the offering, the prayer was offered by Bishop Mike Laju. The building from the center started cracking, and in less than a minute, the whole building collapsed.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey has declared a national day of mourning one day after two explosions in Istanbul killed at least 38 people and wounded many others. The blast rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match ended. Turkey's interior minister said the explosions killed 38 people and wounded more than 150 others. He says 30 police officers were killed, along with 7 civilians and 1 unidentified person. Authorities say the blast targeted a bus carrying riot police from the Vodafone Arena, on the shore of the Bosporus. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the Syrian city of Palmyra during what has become a back-and-forth battle for control of the famed desert city. Earlier Sunday, the British-based monitor group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the Russian Defense Ministry said more than 60 Russian airstrikes had forced Islamic State fighters to pull out of the ancient central Syrian city not long after the extremists fought their way into it. The observatory said fighting continued outside the city. Egyptian officials say a blast at Cairo's main Coptic Christian cathedral Sunday has killed at least 20 people and wounded 35 others. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack at St. Mark's Cathedral in central Cairo. Egypt's official news agency said an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel close to St. Mark's outer wall. Copts make up about 10% of Egypt's population. A massive truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday morning, killing at least 16 people and wounding many others. The blast hit security forces and port workers. The commander of Mogadishu's police force told VOA Somali authorities are investigating whether the truck was driven by a suicide bomber or was parked there earlier. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Romanians are voting in a parliamentary elections Sunday, a year after a massive anti-corruption campaign forced the last socialist prime minister Victor Ponta from power following a nightclub fire in October last year that killed 64 people. Regardless of the scandal, the corruption-tainted leftist Social Democratic Party, which advocate loose fiscal policy, is likely to form a majority with smaller parties. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.